Nemesis Retaliation vs. Nemesis vs. Lockdown. Which horror grail should you buy in 2026? Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. Short answer, buy classic Nemesis or Lockdown first if your table wants hidden traitor dread and cinematic survival. Buy Nemesis, Retaliation if you already know you love the system and want the more aggressive Marineside action box. The special edition core with miniatures is the same grail entry. Collector and Military offer tables that want terrain and extras. Veteran, Trilogy, Master Collection and Gamefound Collection are collector commitments, not starter advice. Retaliation campaign links are direct only when they point to Gamefound. The Amazon affiliate path is classic Nemesis, Lockdown, expansions and accessories you can buy now. Nemesis is one of those hobby names that makes people whisper in cart totals. It is expensive, dramatic, mean in the right way, and famous for nights where the table retells the disaster for years. Retaliation is trending because it is not just another expansion. Awaken Realms positions it as a standalone Nemesis experience, and the Gamefound page has pulled in massive attention with a pledge ladder that runs from sensible to museum piece ridiculous. Margot is here to do the thing a good horror friend does. Hold the flashlight, point at the blood on the floor, and ask if you are sure you want to go that way. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Is Nemesis, Retaliation the best first Nemesis box? Retaliation is exciting because it pushes the fantasy toward armed crews, alien pressure, and louder tactical spectacle. That does not automatically make it the best first Nemesis. The original game is still the cleanest pitch if you want spaceship horror, selfish objectives, and that awful moment where someone smiles too calmly. Lockdown is the cousin for people who want base paranoia and a different flavor of environmental pressure. Retaliation is for the table that already knows it likes Nemesis DNA and wants the Marine Mission version of the nightmare. Fulfillment is now substantially complete according to Awaken Realms July 2 update, so the conversation has moved from campaign promises toward delivered game comparisons. That is useful. Buyers can weigh a real third design rather than pledge page aspiration. Retaliation changes the emotional contract. The crew is better armed, the action is louder, and community comparisons frequently describe it as more openly cooperative. Original Nemesis remains the cleanest hidden objective survival story. Lockdown adds systems and a harsher facility puzzle. Choose the flavor of pressure your group wants, not simply the newest production. MARGO verdict: start with classic Nemesis or Lockdown if you are curious. Start with Retaliation Special Edition if you are already sold on the system and want the new action horror box. The trap all-in completionism looks efficient only if your group will actually play multiple Nemesis boxes. Otherwise, it is an expensive monument to FOMO. Affiliate Honesty Retaliation pledge links go direct to Gamefound because a clean Amazon retail listing is not the honest primary path. The Amazon affiliate choices here are the buy now Nemesis boxes and accessories. If this is your first Nemesis, do not buy like the campaign page is a dare. Buy the box your group will actually survive. Why is Nemesis, Retaliation so hot right now? The current discussion has the usual grail board game shape. Huge campaign numbers, old fans comparing editions, new buyers trying to decode whether the newest box replaces the old one, and collectors staring at pledge tiers that climb into luxury territory. The useful takeaway from Reddit-style chatter is consistent. Nemesis shines when your table enjoys story, risk, friction, and memorable failure. It struggles when people expect a clean cooperative optimization puzzle. Retaliation does not erase that truth, it changes the costume and the tempo. Fulfillment creates a second wave of urgency: unboxings, late copies, pledge transfers, and owners discovering which extras they actually use. That is exactly when patient buyers should separate gameplay content from terrain, cosmetic upgrades, and complete bundles built to quiet collector anxiety. Shipping, tax, storage volume, and assembly time are part of the pledge price. Community signal players keep circling the same question: do I want Nemesis because I want a cinematic disaster night, or because the campaign page looks incredible? Those are not the same purchase. MARGOS test: ask your group if they enjoy betrayal-adjacent tension before you ask which pledge has the coolest minis. How do original Nemesis, Lockdown, and Retaliation differ? The original Nemesis is still the easiest sentence: alien-style survival horror with selfish objectives. Lockdown is the follow-up for people who want the system with a different board and scenario feel. Retaliation is the fresh grail because it promises a more militarized push into the same universe. If you are buying for a first horror board game night, Original Nemesis has the strongest cultural shorthand. If you are buying for a collector shelf that already knows the brand, Retaliation is the one generating the current heat. Original, strongest immediate pitch and cinematic betrayal stories. Lockdown, more systems, power management, and a facility setting that some groups find richer and others find less iconic. Retaliation, armed squad fantasy, heavier tactical action, and a more shared mission texture. Forum discussions reveal a real split rather than a universal upgrade path. Some prefer the original ship atmosphere. Some prefer Lockdown's difficulty and systems. Players comparing all three often identify Retaliation as the most cooperative. That makes ownership overlap a taste question, not proof that the newest box invalidates the others. First box rule: if your friend has never played Nemesis, the classic box teaches the legend more cleanly. Retaliation is easier to justify after the table has one story it still tells. No Amazon for Retaliation yet. The buy now horror shelf Retaliation is the hot object, but the clean Amazon route is the proven branch of the family. That matters because a reader may arrive ready to buy something tonight, not merely decode a pledge manager. The honest conversion path is this: classic Nemesis if they want the famous hidden objective ship disaster, Lockdown if they want a standalone alternate environment, Aftermath or Voidseeders only after the base box has already earned repeat play. Retaliation remains the direct game found link, because that is where the specific campaign product lives. Until an exact Retaliation product page is verified, the direct campaign or publisher path is the honest link. Readers ready to play tonight can buy Original Nemesis or Lockdown from exact listings. Readers specifically seeking Retaliation should see the fulfillment and availability reality plainly. Amazon-friendly Nemesis order first buy, Nemesis Core or Lockdown. Second buy, the other standalone box only if the first one hit. Expansion buy, Aftermath / Voidseeders after repeat play. Direct pledge, Retaliation if you specifically want the newest branch. If someone wants Retaliation specifically, send them to the pledge. If they want a Nemesis night this month, the money shelf is classic, Lockdown, then expansions only after the table asks for more. Which Nemesis add-ons are useful and which are shelf theatre? Terrain and acrylics can make a horror table easier to read and more cinematic. Alien race add-ons can refresh a system you already love. The mistake is buying variety before proving repeat play. Margot's order is core first, terrain if the group loves visual immersion, new aliens after several plays, and only then old box completionism. A giant bundle is not saving money if it delays the first actual game night. Gameplay expansions earn consideration after repeated plays, expose familiar enemies or roles. Terrain earns consideration when it improves line of sight and table parsing for your group. Acrylics and cosmetic tokens are the final layer. Buying all three categories before the first session is paying to solve problems you have not encountered. Ask where every add-on lives during play and where it lives afterward. If the answer to either question is "I am not sure," leave it out of the first order. Storage tax Nemesis boxes are not small. Add-ons do not just cost money, they cost shelf space, setup time and emotional friction before play. Buy later Alien variety is wonderful after the table asks for more. It is noise before the table has learned the core dread. Margot's no regret buying order. Margot's final order is brutally simple. First time buyer, classic Nemesis or Lockdown. Already a Nemesis fan, Retaliation special edition. Table presence lover, collector. Gameplay collector, military. Completionist with shelf space, budget and prior plays, veteran or trilogy. Nobody else needs the Master Collection or Gamefound Collection as a first click. That is not restraint for restraint's sake. It is how a grail becomes a played legend instead of a sealed guilt monolith. First Nemesis, Original for iconic survival or Lockdown for more mechanical density. Existing fan, Retaliation Core Special Edition for the new action cooperation profile. Table spectacle, terrain after confirming storage. Collector completion, only after pricing shipping, shelf space and duplicated content. Margot's final test is one sentence: which box will this group request again? Buy that box. A trilogy photographed on a shelf is not three completed campaigns. No BRANER path curious, buy classic Nemesis, already converted, buy Retaliation special edition. Collector, collector or military. Everything beyond that requires proof of obsession. Final verdict. Nemesis, Retaliation is a legitimate 2026 horror grail, but the winning move is Restraint. Newcomers should still respect classic Nemesis or Lockdown. Existing fans should look hard at Retaliation Special Edition, then climb only if Terrain, Extra Aliens and Collector Completeness will actually produce more nights at the table. Frequently asked questions. Is Nemesis, Retaliation standalone? Awaken Realms describes Retaliation as a standalone Nemesis experience, so you do not need the original Nemesis to play it. That does not make it the safest first buy for every group. The original still teaches the classic horror pitch most cleanly. Should I buy Nemesis, Lockdown, or Retaliation first? Buy original Nemesis first if you want the classic spaceship horror legend. Buy Lockdown if the alternate base setting calls to you. Buy Retaliation first only if the marine action angle is the thing you specifically want. Which Retaliation pledge is best? The Special Edition core with miniatures is the best default for fans. Collector is for table presence. Military is for committed Retaliation gameplay. Veteran, Trilogy, Master Collection and Gamefound Collection are collector choices, not beginner defaults. Are the Alien Race add-ons worth it? They are worth considering after you know the core box will hit your table repeatedly. For a first pledge, they are spice before dinner. Is Nemesis good solo? Nemesis can be played solo or with fewer players depending on edition rules, but its reputation comes from messy table stories, suspicion and human decisions. Buy it primarily for group cinematic horror unless you already know you like solo survival systems. Why are Nemesis boxes so expensive? The price comes from large boxes, miniatures, campaign-style production, shipping and premium add-ons. The value is table story and spectacle, not pure dollars per card efficiency.